And now back to WSHIT's Hour of Power. Each Saturday afternoon, Jonathan Kreklik presents a powerful and guided presentation on science. Let's go live into the classroom now, where Brother Jonathan is already in session.
You have to actually defy science. Oh, it's scientific. Well, what about this? Oh, I never thought of that. Oh, I've never really even crossed my mind. Because we live in a school where it's just fill in the blank. Fill in the blank. Fill in the blank. They're not taught to logic. They're not taught to reason. I thank God I was in a home where I at least got taught how to logic. You know what all these atheists have in common? Video games. They all play video games. And Harry Potter, you get on their channel, they're in fantasy land. That's all they ever do. They can't think for themselves. They sit back and they drink Coke all day and sit behind the video game system and then wonder why, you're insane. No, you're crazy and you need to get off the video game system and somebody needs to preach to them the gospel of Jesus Christ and so that they can be saved. That's what we need. And I'm sick and tired of these stinking video games messing with people.
Well, I agree. We should be teaching our children to logic. Without knowing how to logic, how in the world is anything going to be logical? We'll be back after this commercial break. There's a bunch of logic for you. Teaching those kids how to logic is very logical. Stick that in your logic. It's okay. Logic will if logic do. Don't be logic-daisical. How does one logic? This is so stupid. How to logic. Okay. All right, start it over. I agree. We should teach our children how to logic so that they don't end up with illogical thoughts. Oh, I'm going to be right back. I'm going to go do some logicking. We'll be back after this logical break.
They're not taught to logic.
On this episode of the commercial break.
March 2020. Right at the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic and smack dab in the middle of an election year, Chrissy and I decided to start this podcast. We made a conscious effort from day number one not to get too involved in the political discussions. Everybody was already talking about it everywhere you turned. What could we possibly add to the discussion that wasn't going to lend to the noise? And besides, were our perspectives fresh? Did we have anything new to add to the conversation that you already weren't hearing on your news station of choice? Probably not. So very rarely on this show have you heard Chrissy and I get into heavy-handed political discussions. Now, that doesn't mean that they haven't happened with the microphone on. They have. They just ended up in the can because we stuck to our mantra, give everybody a break from the politics and the vaccines and blah, 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 blah. Now, I'm sure you can figure out which way we lean if you listen long enough, but very rarely have you ever heard us get heavy-handed or serious about politics. This is the episode where I cut up the segments around the heavy-handed political discussions we put in the can, and I let you listen to the parts that aren't so heavy. Enjoy this, the next episode of TCB, The Lost Tapes.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yes.
It's another episode.
So exciting.
Do you hear what the commercial break is cooking?
It's sizzling.
Rice and beans. Break out the schlitz and break out the best.
The
break out the schlitz. What is it? I can't remember. Is it break out the bush or is it?
I think it's break out the bowl maybe.
Break out the bowl? No. Break out the bowl.
Didn't the bowl come crashing through the wall like the Kool-Aid guy?
Oh, yeah, maybe. But I mean, what was the bowl? Who was in the bowl? Was it? I can't remember. It was Bush. Break out the... Oh, you know what it was?
Malt liquor bowl.
No, it's not. You know what I'm thinking of? Hold on. It just came to me. It's break out the Hellman's and break out the best. Oh, the fucking mayonnaise. I thought it was beer. Break out the Hellman's and break out the best.
I do love Hellman's.
triple bypass surgery is right around the corner. Hellman's. Hellman's mayonnaise.
Old Hellman's.
Good old Hellman's.
We should do that where we have like old commercials.
Well, hence the name of the commercial break.
Yeah. Yes.
I can't
just
believe
tied
it.
Tied together.
For an hour, I thought that was a fucking beer commercial, and I just put it all together as soon as we got on air. I was like, bring out the Hellmann's.
Bring out the beer and the Hellmann's.
And the Hellmann's. I was talking with Astrid, and I had an interesting conversation last night as I was preparing for the show. I had a really good topic that I thought we could talk about. And Astrid convinced me not to talk about it.
Oh,
so we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Just to tell you what I'm not talking
okay.
about. Okay. Have you ever heard of BIDI, B-I-D-I?
I have not.
Okay, B-I-D-I is the following. It's called body Image Dysmorphia something or other,
okay.
right? Something. I don't know.
okay.
I'm old. I'm getting old. It's called a something. Now, it's not what you think it is. What it sounds like is someone who has anorexia nervosa.
Right.
Or bulimia.
Yes. They don't like the way their body looks.
They don't like the way their body looks. They look in the mirror, they see a fat person when clearly they could eat a cheeseburger.
Yes.
Right? Now, this is a real problem that a lot of people suffer from. Even people who don't take it to the extreme of anorexia nervosa or bulimia mm-hmm. have some form of body dysmorphia, right?
Yes.
And I mean, who knows? Maybe I suffered from it at some point. You look in the mirror, you think you look fat. Yeah, oh my God, I'm huge, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. And the truth is you're really not that, whatever. Anyway, that's not this.
Okay, that's not this.
I was going to go into a whole thing, but why? What the fucking cares? What does Brian cares what Brian has to say? Google it. Encyclopedia, Wikipedia, whatever it is. I'm in a mood. Be careful. So what it is it's people who are obsessed with cutting off their own limbs.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Why?
Cutting off their own appendages.
They don't like the way that looks?
They don't think it should be there.
Oh.
They don't like the way it looks. They look in the mirror. They say, I should have a fake hand, not a real hand.
Really?
Yes. Or
they make a fake hand then that goes on? They do
yes.
something to
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I watched a documentary, which ended, there's nothing funny. I mean, I think it's funny, like, not in a, like, ha-ha, like, my brother had this, I wouldn't think it was funny,
yeah.
right, that he was so serious about cutting off his arm, he was injecting, like, you know, industrial strength liquid cleaner into his muscles,
God.
Right, I would not think is funny, but from just, like, a purely almost cartoonish standpoint of someone who wants to cut off their own, like, I gotta cut off my own arm, you know?
Do they do it themselves? Or?
Some people have.
Wow.
Cut off their own appendages on their own. Mm. This is how strongly the compulsion is to take this body part off.
Wow.
But a lot of people will play makeup, dress up, right? So what they'll do is they will tie their, you know, they'll tie their leg behind their,
what?
Behind their butt, and they'll put a pair of jeans on, holding their leg in place like that for
no.
hours at a time. They'll walk down the street like that.
No.
Now imagine, like,
oh,
I can't sleep with my hand like this because I get, no. all of a sudden, I get
yes.
sore. I'm like,
yeah.
ah. And I think that's just because I'm old and weak. I think that's because I have no muscles. And so they walk around like this, and they all bent up for hours at a time.
Wow.
On the stilts and everything. You know, they're walking with the whole thing. Can you believe this?
No, that is
a
really sad.
A compulsion to cut your own appendage off.
That is really sad.
So what happens now is because there are, you know, we've found out in the last 20 years that doctors are just like everybody else. They'll do anything for money,
mm-hmm.
right?
Some will.
Yeah, they'll give you painkillers, you know, 568,000 Vicodin for a week's supply,
yeah.
right? If you just pay them enough money, and they will cut off your appendage.
Wow.
And they will do that for a fee. It's
oh
called
my
a
God.
Black market surgeon. And I guess this is like, you know, going down to Mexico and you lose a liver or something like that. You know, you wake up without a liver. But there are gatekeepers. Like, this whole thing about this documentary was just crazy.
What channel was this on?
YouTube.
Okay.
4chan.
Facebook group.
Reddit.darknet.com.
I was thinking I haven't seen this on HBO.
No, you're not going to find this on Turner Broadcasting
right.
Television or even TLC, even though
yeah.
they come close to running. Although I could imagine this being on TLC.
They would be the ones closest.
Yeah, I can
it.
Imagine
yeah.
them running something like this. So what I was watching is then there are gatekeepers because the surgeons are so afraid of losing their license and getting caught and having some kind of liability. Of course,
as
you're cutting
they should.
Off, yeah, you're cutting off
God.
Someone's appendage
oh my God.
Without any goddamn good reason.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's you really send them to a psychiatrist. Don't cut off their leg. But in their opinion, it's just like a man or a boy who wakes up in a boy's body, but he feels like clearly like a woman.
Okay.
Right? Like they were not meant to be like this. Something is so disturbingly wrong with having a leg that they need to release the leg.
Wow. Release
Can you
the
really
leg. Release
the leg.
Oh my God.
Ah, I hate it so much. I can't even imagine waking up in the morning. I hate you so much. Look at you working so well.
And you were saying there,
look at you working so well. I can do a 30-minute mile. Why you? Why left leg? Why? Why me so pretty and perfect?
Oh my God. So people inject stuff too?
They inject industrial alcohol, medical grade alcohol, into their muscle because it kills the muscle tissue.
Oh my God.
And once the muscle tissue is dead, it's dead. And then the doctors have a reason to cut off your shit.
Wow.
So in other words, you're like you're forcing the hand of the surgeon. Some fucked up shit, Hoadley. I mean, it's some fucked up shit to want to cut off your own leg. But now there have been people who have done that. You got a limp dick over there, don't you? Hold on, let me press mute. I'm going to put Hoadley on mute, as she should be. Because Hoadley's got a microphone that just keeps falling down. Here at the TCB Studios. Nothing but the best. Break out the Brian, break out the best. Do you need a podcast studio that doesn't work? Call 470-584-8449 and ask for Brian Green. He has over 12 seconds of experience. He has over 12 minutes of experience, and he too can help you connect a microphone that will never work.
It will fall.
Do you have carpet? Brian will plug everything into the carpet. No, just plug it into the carpet, sir. It's working entirely too well. If you have an obsession with your microphone working too well, let me know, because I'm one of those black market guys that come and unplug shit. Just unplug it. It feels so good. It feels so good to do a 2-hour show that you didn't record.
It's not supposed to be working.
Yeah,
that microphone is not.
What do you mean?
It's working fine. That's broken.
You record your episodes? That's insane. Why would you want to record them? Oh, hey, how the heck are you? It's Brian Green, co-host of The Commercial Break. I just came on quickly to let you know that due to the current coronavirus surge and it affecting some of our family members, Chrissy and I are going to start season number 3 1 week later than anticipated on January 18th. That's a Tuesday. Mark your calendar, kids. But until then, I will continue to bring you fresh content by cutting up canned episodes and sending them on your way. Go to tcbpodcast.com if you want to watch any of the videos or listen to any of the audio right there from our website, tcbpodcast.com. Please do send along a text message or a voicemail with all your well wishes to 661-BEST2. Yo, that's 661-237-8296. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. And for content you will not get on the audio version, go to youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Subscribe and like any of the videos that you like. That's the way it works. Until next time we talk, please listen to our sponsors and use their specialized URLs and codes if you're so inclined, and we will talk to you freshly in just a couple of weeks.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Let me ask you a question, going back to this.
Okay.
Would you cut off an appendage?
No.
For any reason?
No.
Any amount of money?
No.
$10,000?
No.
$100,000?
No.
$1 million?
No.
$100 million no. Would you have your arm cut off?
No.
No? No. Not for $100 million?
I don't think so, no.
No?
I mean, it's tempting, but I don't think so.
Let's play a little game. $10,000? Let's play again. $10,000, $100,000, $10 million. 100 million.
Okay.
1 billion. Let's go there, right? Okay.
What do I get to pick? Yeah. Like, could I just pick my pinky finger?
No. You have to pick up no, an appendage, something like an actual, like an arm or a leg. Or a penis in my case. what good is it doing me anyway?
No, I just don't think I could. I don't think I could do it. Could you?
For $100 million? For $100 million, I think I would cut off an appendage. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Like yourself. You would have to do it yourself.
Myself? No, that's what I'm thinking of. I'm talking about a surgical procedure where someone takes it off and it goes to somebody who needs it. Of course, I don't think you could donate your arm. Would you like to donate your arm, sir?
That's the check mark on your license.
Arm, leg.
Blood donor, yes.
Eyes, yeah. Blood donor. I could donate my penis. Is that possible? It's not in great shape. It's used. They have like a Carfax report on that. Do you have a Dick Fax on that? What if you needed a penis transplant? And the doctor was like, we found a penis.
I've heard that they've done those.
Penis transplants? Yes. Penis transplants?
Yes.
They've done penis transplants?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
So some guy just loses his life in a car accident, and they rush him right in and cut off his cock and send it over?
It's not a widespread thing, but
I would think not. Because you know how there's people who get, like, new hearts?
Yes.
And then they're like, I feel a little weird. You know, like, I think some of the personality of that person might have come with a heart. Imagine if you...
I can't help it. It's my
a gay man and you needed a penis transplant and they rush in and they bring in a penis transplant, but that guy was attracted to only women. And now every time you see a woman, you're getting a boner and you're like, what? That's not how I used to roll. Yeah. You're not in agreement.
They are two separate brains.
Okay. So an arm or a leg you wouldn't cut off for $100 million. $100 million.
I'm not going to do it.
I'm thinking of my children, so maybe that's why I might go. I'm going to cut off the arm, and it's going to be high likelihood that this is going to be problematic for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
but I'm also never going to want for anything either with my children or probably my grandchildren. Mm. So I'd be doing it for them.
I think you would come to regret it. You know that old saying, "Money doesn't buy happiness."
Would you have money does not buy happiness? I'm not saying it's going to make me happy. I'm just saying I won't have to worry about where I'm paying the mortgage. I don't have to worry about doing 17 episodes of this to make $12. So let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Would you have sex with a complete stranger for $10,000? Like a stranger, like someone you don't know.
No.
You have no idea who they are.
No.
$100,000. No. Okay, imagine you're not married to Jeff. Let's take Jeff out of the equation because I understand you're going to be loyal to Jeff to a fault.
Yes.
Let's say back in your single days, $10,000 complete stranger.
No.
$100,000.
Maybe.
Okay. Okay. I think that's reasonable. I think at some points in my life, if someone said,
right,
you're going to have to fuck whatever walks through this door for $100,000.
For $100,000.
I'd be like, well, take one for the team.
Exactly. Where's the condo?
Yeah, well, I'm 3 months late on rent. So I'm living under this porch right now. I'm going to pay the Motel 6 by 3 p.m. or I don't get the room back. So... Bring that guy in.
Yeah. I mean, I think $100,000.
Okay. All right. Would you push somebody into traffic?
Oh my God, Ryan. Ryan, are these on the show notes?
No,
for today?
No. I'm just making this up as we go along. Would you shove someone into traffic? For $10,000.
No.
$100,000.
No, I don't think I could.
$1 million.
Possibly kill another person.
$100 million. $1 billion. Okay, they're not going to die, but I can't guarantee what else happens to them.
Could they be an arm donor?
They could. Yes. Would you cut off somebody else's arm for $100 million?
Well, yes.
That,
I
yeah.
would.
Would you hang out in a room full of dead bodies?
Oh my God.
For $10,000. For a night. You have to sleep in there with them.
Oh my God. Sleep in a room
yes.
full of dead bodies.
Full of dead
How
bodies.
Many?
Fresh dead bodies. I don't know. 10. What does it matter after 3? What does it matter?
What if they're piled on top? Like if there's like 2.
No, what if it's like, okay, you walk into Brian's house one day, right? And there are undetermined amount of dead bodies in different places in the house.
Brian's lost it. He finally lost
it. And, okay, $10,000?
I'm here for the podcast, Brian.
I'm here for the podcast. Oh, everyone's dead.
I'm picturing.
Make sure you give him my arm.
I picture you come around the corner with a crazed
look. Like a knife and blood in my hand.
You've got a microphone.
You said you would do it for $100,000. I'm so sorry. I thought it was a good bit for the podcast.
Right. I was just getting material.
Our sponsors are going to love this one. YouTube Live.
Oh my God. Oh, a room full of dead bodies.
Room That's, full of dead bodies.
10,000 is too low.
Yeah, 100,000.
Maybe.
1 million.
Well, if I'm going to maybe yeah. do it 100.
Well, I'm just wondering. Yeah. Okay. I'm wondering if this is like a maybe all the way or if
oh,
it's
okay.
like.
Oh, okay. So you're looking for that
I'm
yes.
looking for the firm yes. $1 million. You have to spend the night in a room full of dead bodies in various states of death. There's
God.
Not a various state of death. In various states of.
Decomposition.
Not decomposition, but one guy died from a heart attack, another one from a car accident, a shotgun.
I mean, for $1 million.
Serial killer. Yeah, for $1 million, I'm thinking I'm just going to be really scared for one long night.
Right.
Hey, listen, I've not slept for a lot less money. I've been in a room full of cold bodies for a lot less money. Just shared that with you. Would you spend the entire day at Piedmont Park? It's like our Central Park here.
Oh,
in Atlanta,
yeah, I love that park.
At Piedmont Park.
Yes, I would.
Completely naked. The entire day. Walking around, hanging out.
Well, I think I would be arrested.
Well, we're assuming in a world where no arrests or problems are going to happen because of the consequences of these actions. Some rich guy just comes up to you and he says, I paid off all the police. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I want you to spend the afternoon naked in Piedmont Park. 5 hours.
For
$10,000.
For $10,000, huh?
That's tempting, huh?
It could be.
For $100,000.
Look at my body!
Look at my body!
Yes. Yes, for $100,000.
How could we miss
yes.
it, ma'am? I've been wearing clothes all afternoon. I don't know if you noticed the crowd around you.
Yes, I would.
$100,000, Chrissy would do it. Uh-huh. Make the check payable to the Commercial Break LLC, Karen. For $10,000, for $10,000, would you call your father and tell him that you just murdered somebody?
For $10,000?
It's a joke, but you got to keep it going for like 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. I would. I've done this joke before.
You've done this joke before?
Not that specific one. Not that I murdered someone, but I used to be big into the April Fool's Day jokes. So, like, one time, I was at my parents' house, and the next morning, you know, I came out into the kitchen, and my dad was there, and I was like, oh, God, Dad. I was like, last night I fell down, drank too much wine, fell down. My tooth is loose. And he goes, what? And I was like pulling on my front tooth. And
yeah.
He goes, what? Oh my God. I go, God, it feels like it could just come out. And he goes, don't pull it. I was like, ah. He freaked out a little.
What if your dad was
April Fools?
What if you called your dad and you were like, for $10,000 and you called your dad? See, this is where things kind of get tricky. What if you called your dad and you're like, Dad, I just murdered somebody?
Yeah.
What?
What?
I just murdered him. I just couldn't stand it with my neighbor. She was fucking, it's driving me crazy.
Yeah.
The music was too loud. I snapped and I stabbed her 36 times in the face. And he's like, don't worry. Right. I'll be right over to help you clean up.
And hide the body.
I know. Your dad was like, okay, don't touch anything. Get a bunch of bleach cleaner and some hydrochloric acid. Put her in the bathtub. I'll be right over.
Yeah, you can find out.
That's right.
Who would do that for
you? I'm buying you a ticket to Mexico. Right. Don't tell anybody. You'll be fine. You're living in Guatemala for the next 50 years.
I mean, would you?
Would I, for $10,000, yeah, call my dad and tell him that I murdered somebody, yes, and let it drag on for 3 hours? My dad would be like, you did? I'm surprised it took that long. Well, I guess I won the bet. The family betting pool goes to me. What if my dad said that?
I know, right?
He's like, I'm surprised it took this long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you already did that.
I thought, yeah. Wasn't there that one time you were living under the porch? Killing people, that's what I thought. For $10,000, would you carry somebody else's child? Yes. Somebody you did not like.
Oh, you mean pregnant?
Pregnant.
I thought you meant just pick up. I was like, I pick up Mia all the time.
You pick up Mia all the time. I'm not paying you anything for that. That's why we like having you over. It's part-time babysitter.
You did tell me to dance with Matias one day for about 10 minutes.
Go dance with Matias. I'll be right back. I'm going to go work. Oh, it was funny. $10,000, would you carry somebody else's baby? Somebody you did not like.
Somebody I did not like?
Somebody you
You're
did not like.
Throwing that into the mix.
Yes. Think of your worst enemy, the person you hate the most. No, you wouldn't for $100,000.
Up the pyramid.
That's how it works. Is it really?
For $100,000, somebody I didn't like, and I would carry their child. God, I don't know. That's still dicey. You're carrying a child, and your body's going to change.
Oh, I do it in a heartbeat. What about I do it in a heartbeat? I do it for $10,000, probably.
Plus, then you have to give the child back.
Of course you have to give the child back. I'm just asking you to borrow for a minute. Would you get triple D implants on top of your already the boobs you have? Would you get triple D implants for a year? You'd have to walk around with those things for $10,000.
I don't think so for 10.
100.
Yes.
You would do it for 100.
Yes.
Chris is like, I want a boob job. I'll take that. I get a free boob job. That sounds great. Would you make out with your cousin for $10,000?
No.
For $100,000?
No.
For a million?
No.
No? For $1 million, you wouldn't make out with a cousin?
No.
Oh, I'd do that in a heartbeat. I got some hot cousins. I'd probably do it for free. I'd probably do it for a six-pack of White Claw. And some aspartame.
Well, they were marrying their cousins, you know, in the royalty. Well, I
mean, you know, they're different.
Yeah.
They're royalty. They got all the money that, you know, when you have that much money and you're insulated like that, mm-hmm, you're going to start fucking cousins because you're too scared about, you're too paranoid about everyone else.
Yes. Commoners.
Mm-hmm.
Plebes.
Would you drive your car into a wall at 30 miles per hour, knowing all the safety features of the car, but still not knowing what's going to happen? You won't die. I promise you that.
Okay.
I can promise you won't die, but I don't know what happens. You're going 30 miles per hour for $10,000.
30 is pretty fast.
That is pretty fast. I mean, you're going at a good clip. It's not, you know.
Yeah.
They do the crash test dummies at like 65. So,
okay.
You know.
Yeah. No, I don't think for 10.
100?
Maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. It would be really hard not to press on the gas, huh? And that's why I would say that if I did this, if I gave you this $100,000,
mm-hmm,
I would probably put you in one of those test cars.
Okay.
With all the safety features.
Okay, good.
But where like you had no control over the brake or the steering wheel. You just have to go.
Just
yeah. Like a ride. Like, go.
It was a self-driving car.
Yeah.
It malfunctioned. Hacked into.
Would you agree to be high on ayahuasca for a 24-hour period for $10,000? Ayahuasca is one of the most hallucinogenic. It carries DMT out in the wild setting. We're not talking about like, you know, synthetic. We're talking about a natural plant that grows with a whole shit ton of DMT when cooked in the proper way. And it's known as one of the more hallucinogenic drugs you can get into. Far more intense than LSD or mushrooms or whatever, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do that for $10,000, 24 hours straight?
Like, would you just have to keep taking it?
No,
or it lasts just, like, for 24 hours?
I assume that the shaman is just like mainlining some, you know, ayahuasca tea right into your veins.
Okay.
right?
Yeah, I'd try it.
For 24 hours? Holy shit, I would not. I would tell you that right
now.
I'm
okay with looking inward.
For 24 hours? You look inward for 15 minutes on ayahuasca, and you're well into a year of ayahuasca time.
I wouldn't die, right?
You wouldn't die. Yeah. I can guarantee you wouldn't die. But it's possible that you come back a completely different human being.
That's true.
Because 24 hours on ayahuasca, it's like dog years. And that might be like 70 years in dog in ayahuasca
time. Pretty adventurous.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you want to be stuck in that universe for 24 hours. I'm just saying out loud.
You wouldn't. So you're saying you would not.
I think $1 million would be the number. I would do it for $1 million. Yeah. Okay. Because I don't think I could guarantee my sanity when I came out.
Yeah.
And certainly not for the next couple of months. Yeah. I think you'd be fucked. I think you'd just be walking around like everything would be buzzing and on fire. You wouldn't be able to talk to people in a normal way. We know some people like this. We know some people who, even though they never took ayahuasca for 24 hours, took some kind of equivalent of ayahuasca for 24 hours for many, many years in a row.
And now that's why I feel okay about it.
There's one guy that we have in our friend group that I swear on all it's holy, man. I don't know that I've ever seen this guy not tripping on something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he can't communicate with the real world. Mm-hmm. He's like,
It's hard for him.
You're like, hey, man, what's up? He's got like jet gray hair. He looks like he's 70. He's 23 years old. He's 23. He smells like the underside of cow scrotum. He's always got his shirt undone. Nipple hair flying in the wind.
He seems happy, though.
He's very content with his life. But if you never want him near a guitar or a stage, because then the whole night's fucked. You're like, oh, God. Matt's on guitar for the next 12 hours. Archipelago. Archipelago. I write a song about archipelagos. Oh, God, happy boogeyman and archipelago. 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 The jam band that made this song about 24-hour-long song about archipelago. Do you think you'll play archipelago? I don't know, man. Let's only hope. Right. Let's get a main line of ayahuasca right in here for 24 hours, because if it comes, it's going on forever.
Yes.
You know how the hippies, they do it in the woods? Because I used to be one of them. I am one of them, yes. But I just don't. I have children now, and I'm going to protect them all I can from Matt and his 24-hour archipelago.
Weren't you on kitchen duty one time?
Oh,
one of those?
Man, was I. I had a crowd. I think people thought I was like a god or something. I was bartending. I was bartending
at the party
three
in the
nights
woods,
in a row.
The
party
right.
in the woods. Yes. Yeah, the party we do not speak about.
Yes. It's a
over
secret
three
party.
Nights, I was bartending in a kilt with no underwear, just to let you know. And I my drink got spiked two of the three nights. Either it got spiked or I voluntarily took it. And now I think back on it, and I think the girl, who was very adorable, actually, very attractive woman, who gave me the drink both nights, she had a thing of clear liquid that was like swinging around her chest, right in between her almost naked breasts, uh-huh, right? And she, like this, and I thought it was like a magic glass bottle full of purified water.
Bubbles.
And she's like, bubbles, and she's like, you know, here you go. And I was like, oh, thanks. It is hot out here. Meanwhile, I am 27 to 30 Bud Lights in. And I'm slinging drinks and people are like, ah. And Matt's at the end of the bar going, ooh, archipelago.
Yes.
Archipelago. Oh. Archipelago to you, brother.
I remember when you went to that.
A Bud Light. We only have Sweetwater 420. And
crap.
it's warm. So I was bartending. Here I am. And the girl, this very attractive violin player, comes up and she's got the glass bottle full of water and swinging around her tits. And I'm
violin
like,
player.
And she's like, the fiddle player. And she's like, here. And I take a drink both nights.
Yeah.
And both nights I ended up carousing the woods. That's right. this, you know, 300-acre farm with tens of thousands of people on it. And I was just making friends everywhere I went. I was stopping by tents and hanging out. I was in the corner at the party. I was doing everything.
At the party.
You know, they, people had, you know, they were connecting big tarps from one RV to the other and having these parties. And I was there. I was in it. I was having fun. People love that. They're like, hey, man. And I'm like, hey, man.
It's the bartender.
It's the bartender. The bartender, man. He's cool, man. He gave me a beer. 420. Hey, look, it's the bartender. Archipelago.
I'm picturing this.
Archipelago. It's like an island, but it's not.
It's got one side.
Yes, it's like us. We're all connected, but then we have independent sides. We're like an island, except connected in the middle. I'm not even sure that's what an archipelago is.
A lot of fun.
Yes, I did bartend for 24 hours straight one time.
At the party in the woods.
The party that we shall not speak about. Yes, and now they charge $150 and everybody can get in.
Oh, they do.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not gonna besmirch the party in the woods, but it's like anything. It's just like Archipelago.
It is. It all comes back too close to the sun.
To the Pelago. It all comes back to the Pelago. The Pelago and the Pelago. The Pay-to-go and the Pelago. Hey, man, I got a stripe. Can I use a credit card to get in? Sure, man, no problem. Back when I went, the beer was free. Now I think you got to pay for it. Just like wow, we covered a lot of ground.
We did.
We went from magnetic vaccines. To cutting off your own arm. We went from cutting off your own arm to magnetic vaccines back to cutting off your own arm.
To Brian grilling me about what I would do for money.
Well, I thought it was a good game we could play. And it turned out to be really interesting.
Would she shove someone into traffic?
She won't shove someone into traffic.
No.
But she'll have triple E boobs. She won't shove someone into traffic for $1 billion, but triple E boobs, give her $10 and free surgery and she's on her way.
Now is that 100?
Give me the titties.
Would you get them?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Yeah, you sure. Would get
$100,000. Yeah, okay, no problem. I'd wear boobs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rock
I'm in
the
touch
boobs.
With my feminine side.
You should go to the
Actually,
party in the woods.
Actually, it's just going to be fun to go like this. Yeah, the party in the woods.
Without
if I was to do a kilt.
No shirt. Yeah,
a beard, no shirt, just tits flying everywhere in the wind with a kilt on. With my scrundle foot. By the way, I must have smelled like a horse wearing that kilt with no pants for 3 days.
Didn't everybody?
When you start to smell yourself, yeah, everyone did. And unbelievably, I mean, whatever, anyway. Unbelievably, people were still hooking up and having fun.
Yeah,
I guess at some level of stink, it's just all this doesn't matter. Yeah. You smell like balls. So do you.
Right. Well, it's okay.
You want me to rub some on you? Because it's better than what you smell like. You smell like balls. Hey, your undercarriage ain't smell so great either. I'll tell you what. Let's keep it waist up and let's go for it. Oh, man. Listening back to these episodes, it reassures me that I made the right decision not running him in the first place. What were we thinking? See, we can have fun without politics, don't you think? I think so. Anyway, January 18th is the date when season number 3 will be here. Brand new studio, content, guests, and games, all kind of great absurdities lined up for you. It's going to be a lot of fun. Until then, you'll continue to get TCB The Lost Episodes. Apologies in advance. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can watch all the audio, listen to all the video, or you can do it the other way around and listen to all the whatever. You know the drill. All right. At The Commercial Break on Instagram, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Until next time, we always say and we must say, we love you. Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Happy New Year and bye.
The Commercial Break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.